This is Passport to Texas. Coyotes are widespread throughout Texas.
In any county, in any city, in any suburb, there are going to be a few coyotes.
Texas Parks and Wildlife urban biologist Kelly Simon says we have abundant data on rural coyotes, but less on urban coyotes.
In urban areas, they act a little differently, and so we're hoping to get a better idea of not only the home ranges, for example, but also what prey items they might consume, and also what they might show us about the toxins that might be in the environment.
Toxins such as poisons we use to kill rats, primary prey of coyotes. Texas Parks and Wildlife is undertaking a year-long study of urban coyotes with Houston Tillotson University in Austin.
So one of the things that the students at Houston Tillotson are looking at are the presence of toxins in the blood of the coyote, as well as on the fur and the foot pads of the coyote.
Students trap, test, and place radio collars on the animals.
So we have the traps monitored with a device that sends out a text message and lets us know that an animal has been snared. Our goal is to get to the trap within 30 minutes so that the animal is immobilized for no more than 30 minutes in the field.
Better data means improved management strategies. This spring, we'll follow students and teachers into the field as they work with the coyotes and feature their work on our new podcast, Under the Texas Sky. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.